So the last couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of Chav Zayin, the Machlokas Abayin Rava, whether Eid Zomim, the Mafreo who nifsal, or Mikan Lahaba who nifsal. So Rava says that Eid Zomim, Mikan Lahaba who nifsal, because Eid Zomim chidishu ve'en lachabo ela mishas chidusha ve'elech. Eid Zomim is a chidish. My chos is tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why should we trust the Eidim HaMezimim that the Eidim Zomim were with them, B'makom Ploni, they weren't there to see the Eidus. Maybe we should trust the Eidim Zomim. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to pass them from the shot, from the time of the Eidus. We have to wait to pass them until the time of the Hazom. Last time we mentioned the question of the Tosus HaRosh, that why do we say it's a Chiddush? Why is it such a Chiddush to believe the Mazimim? They should be believed B'migu. They have a migul. It's not a chiddush that they're believed. They have a migul. What's the migul? They could passel the Eidim Zomim begazlonis. They could say that they're gazlonim. If they say that they're gazlonim, then the Eidim Zomim don't have any recourse. They don't have any way to respond. The person can't testify about himself. I'm not a gazlon. I'm not a Mechal Shabbos. So if the Eidim Mezimim say that they're gazlonim, so then they're psulim la'edus. That's not a chiddush. Rabbi says, my chod is the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why don't they have a migu? Why don't the Mezimim have a migu that they could pass on them by Gazlanim? So the migu that they could pass on by Gazlanim, so let's trust them that imanu hayisim. So the Tosfos Rashi had several different answers. One of the answers he gave is that it's a migu b'makom Eidim. Since the Eidim are saying that the Maisa did take place, and basically the Eidim and Mezimim are testifying that there is no evidence that the Maisa took place because you weren't there. So there are Eidim testifying against the statement of the Eidim HaMezimim. So even if the Eidim HaMezimim have a Migu, that's a Migu B'makom Eidim. But we don't say Migu B'makom Eidim. Migu is not as strong as Shnei Eidim, Al Pishnei Eidim, Yakum Dovar. So Migu is not going to be Nem, and even if Migu is a Birur, it's not going to be trusted B'makom Eidim. So that's why we don't say that the Eidim HaMezimim have a Migu. They should be more powerful than the Eidim Zomim. It shouldn't be that the Zomim and the Mezimim are equal to each other. My Chod is the Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani, we treat it as a Chiddush. Right? It shouldn't be that the Eidim HaMezimim are more powerful because now that they have a Migu, they don't have a Migu because it's a Migu B'makom Eidim. And since we don't say Migu B'makom Eidim, then that Migu falls away. So that's why Rava says that Mechaz is the Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani, they're both equal. The Tosfos Rashi, at the very end of the piece, asks a kasha on that teretz. We had a discussion whether the Hemshech of the Tosfos Rashi is really a third answer or part of the second answer. Leave that aside. But then the Tosfos Rashi makes the following comment, and that's what I want to pick up with you today. Even though the Mishnah in Ksubas seems to imply that what? That Migu B'makom Eidim Amrina. That's what he seems to be asking. I love Migu, that's not a Migu. So before we address that statement that it's not a Migu, let's first understand the case that the Tosfos Rashi is invoking. This is the famous Mishnah in Ksubas and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Eidim she'amru k'sav yedenu huzav anusim ayinu k'tanim ayinu p'sul eidus ayinu." The Eidim say, "Look, this is our signature. We're not denying that it's our signature. It's not forged, but we claim that the shtar is possible anyway. That even if we sign the shtar, you can't use the shtar to collect with. Why? Because either anusim ayinu, we were forced to sign." Meaning the Maisa didn't take place. We were just forced to sign the Shtar even though the Maisa didn't happen. K'tanim ayinu, or we weren't of age to be Eidim. We were Eidim Psulim. Psule Eidus ayinu. We were Gazlonim. We had a different kind of Psul. So it's a strange case. The Eidim are verifying their signatures, but they're saying that it doesn't matter that these are our signatures. The Shtar still is possible. So what's the din? It says the Mishnah, Harei Eilu Nemonim. They're Nemon to possible the Shtar. But if there's independent verification that these are their signatures, we don't have to rely on them to be Mekayim B'chasima, so then they're not going to be Neman. Either if they have their signatures on a different shtar, there are other Eidim to verify their signatures, so then they're not going to be Neman at all. So says the Rosh, what do you see from here? You see that Migu B'makom Eidim is said. How so? Because if ain't k'sav yadam yotzei mimakom acher, if we don't have independent verification, then we are going to trust these Eidim. We trust the Edom to say what? Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh Avol Anusim Ayinu Ktanim Ayinu Psulei Eidus Ayinu. So why are we trusting them? We're trusting them in Migu that what? That they could have said, that they could have kept quiet. They didn't have to say anything. They say Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh, they get themselves into trouble. Right? They seem to be machshir the shtar by saying Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh. Now they reverse themselves and they say, but the reality is the shtar is puzzle because we were puzzle to sign for some reason. So it sounds like if Ksav Yadam is not Yotzim Mimakom Acher, then they're Nema. Why they're Nema? They're Nema B'migu. They're Nema B'migu, that they could have been quiet. If they didn't say Ksav Yadam Huzeh, we wouldn't have even come to first base. So Fekdatos Arash, how can we give an answer that the reason why Rava holds that Eid Zomim Mikana Lahabu Nefsel is because Eid Zomim Chidishu, because my cousin says Lani Tzayas Lahani. So we ask that, no, they should be Nema B'migu, that they could pass on them with Gazlonos. It's not a Chidish. It shouldn't be a Chidish. So answer the Tos Rosh. No, it's a migu b'makom eidim. So that's why the migu is not going to work. That's why Rebbe says my chosin tzayis lani tzayis lani taka is a chiddush. Migu b'makom eidim. Why don't we say migu b'makom eidim from the Mishnah Ksuvos? You see that we say migu b'makom eidim. That if the eidim could have been quiet and they would have passed the shtar by being quiet, then they're taka nemon. Isn't that a migu? And yet it's against eidim. It's against eidim in the shtar. So don't you see from there that migu b'makom eidim amrina? It comes to Tos Rosh and says no. High love miguhu. That's not a migu, says the Rosh. Really, the halacha is migu makom eidim lo amrina. The case in Ksubas and Afyuches is not a migu. Why not? Because the shtar is only miskayim al piyim. The only makom for kiyum ashtar is based on the eidus of these individuals. And if they would be quiet, the shtar is a chas b'alma. You want to say that this is a migu makom eidim? It's not a migu makom eidim. How would you think it's a migu makom eidim? Because there are eidim in the shtar. No, the shtar is a chaspa b'alma without. It's just a piece of pottery without them testifying on their chasinus. So that's not a migu. That's stronger than migu, says the Tos Rosh. Even if we don't say migu b'makom eidim, but in that case, we'll be able to use this mechanism. That if ksav yodim is not yotzim y'makom acher, then they will be believed. But it's only a migu. No, it's stronger than a migu. Because without their testimony, there's nothing. The shtar is a zero. So because without the testimony, the shtar is a zero, they're going to be neman. What's the Tosis Rosh saying? So Tosis in Bava Kama has a parallel comment, but he adds a little bit. Tosis in Bava Kama, and Avayim Bezim, and Bezim, the parallel sugya, we've mentioned this Tosis quite a bit. So he has the same kashi, starts off the same way as the Tosis Rosh. Why does Rava say it's a chiddush, and therefore, ain lechabor l'mashas chidusha ve'elech, let's trust the basroi b'migu. Migul that they get possible because long. And he gives all the different answers that Tos Rosh has. And then he asks some ksubis too. The Hada Amar Beperek Beis the ksubis. Shnei Machasim Al Ashtar Ve'Amar Ketanim Al Anusim Ayinu. Imen Ksav Yodam Yotzim Imakam Achar Harelin Amonim. That's the kasha. That's the kasha of the Tos Rosh. How can you say that Migul Makam Eidim Lo Amrinan? You see from ksubis that Migul Makam Eidim Amrinan because they're Neman B'Migul. If there's no independent verification, then Neman, because B'migu, that they could have kept quiet, then Neman to say, that P'sulei Edus Ayinu K'tanim Ayinu. Says the Tosas, I love Miguhu. She'en Ashtar Meskayim El Al Piyam. Bamish, the same signal as the Tosas Rosh. But now he adds something. V'apesha Asar Hu Apesha Hitir. K'damin and Hosam Ba'u Pirka. Pesha Asar Hu Apesha Hitir. They got themselves into trouble. Well, they actually created the Hechsher of the Shtar by saying, Ksav Yadayna Huzeh. So now they're Neman to reverse it. The Gemara in Ksuba says that Pesha Asar is a Svara. If he asks, then he can be Matir. So says Tosas, this is really a Pesha Asar, this is not a Migul. It's stronger than a regular Migul. Pesha Asar is stronger than a regular Migul. And therefore, even if we can't say Migul Makam Eidim, we can say Pesha Asar Makam Eidim. That's basically what the Tosas in Bava Kama says. Yes?
Just to clarify why it's applied to Migu and Makam Eidim, the Eidus that we're talking about, that the Migu is going up against, is their own Eidus, that it was their Ksav Yad?
Yes. The fact that there are Eidim signed in the Shtar, automatically, we assume that that Eidus is Kosher. Reish Logish is Halach, Eidim Chasum on the Shtar, Nasik and Mishnech, Eidus and Bebezda. We assume that if there are Eidim Chasum on the Shtar, then it's Eidim Ksherim. The Chachamim say, the Chachamim have this chashash of Ziyuf, so then they say that you have to verify the signatures. That's a din the Rabbanim, and I told you the Shtar is Kasha. So they're going up against the Eidah Shebishtar. But the reality is, we don't know that this is a real Eidus. Right? If the Eidus is forged, so then we don't really know that it's a real Eidus. So now that the Chachamim were saying that you need Kiyum, so in a sense they did away with the validity of the Eidus Bishtar, but yet there are Eidim in the Shtar. I see what you're getting at. You're saying, even if you say it's only a Din Rabbanan to require Kiyum, Midr Rabbanan though, there is no Eidus in the Shtar. So why is that called a Migum Makam Eidim at all? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, well basically, yeah.
Right, so apparently there's a chazaka that Mstama, we discussed last time, that Eino Eidim Chosman al Ashtar al-Kinasa b'Gadol, there's a chazaka that Mstama the Shtar is not Mizuyif. So somehow that's enough to create the Shem Eidus and the Shtar that the Migu, that these Eidim were testifying about the Chasimos, have is viewed as a Migu Makam Eidim. That's what you have to say. That chazaka is enough to create a Shem Eidus and the Shtar that we call it a Migu Makam Eidim. But now we're going to say it's more than a migu; it's really a pesha. Awesome, that's why it'll right. Be never.
Is it not just? I'm just saying, Ksav Yadinu who's there? Could that be the? I mean, because they are mekayim nishtar, sort of. When they say Ksav Yadinu who's there, the first part of their edus is mekayim nishtar.
I hear. Maybe you're talking right. Maybe you're right. It's not just the chazaka; it's that they themselves are mekayim the shtar. So at that point in time, then there really is an Eidus Shem Shtar.
Right.
The only reason why we believe them to pass the Shtar is maybe that they could have kept quiet, which would have... Right, I think that's actually a better answer. Right, that once they say Ksav Yadenu Huzeh, they've created a Cheskas Kashus in the Shtar. So that Cheskas Kashus now creates a Shem Eidus in the Shtar. So the only way to believe them is if they have a Migu, Ivan is a Migu Makam Eidim. No, comes the Tosis of Bava Kama and says, no, this is a Pesha Asa of a Makam Eidim. It's somehow stronger than Migu, and that's why it's Neman to destroy the Shtar. Yeah.
Just one other technical question. What's it then if Eidim come afterwards? I mean, we already had a Pesha Asar and a Pesha Yathir, and then we have Eidim. So, who will we listen to?
If the Eidim come after, once they had the Pesha Asar, right.
So, or maybe that, because we thought maybe that would be the Makam Eidim. That you see that the Pesha Asar or Pesha Yathir would even override that. I mean, not all cases are necessarily the Makam Eidim. But when you have Eidim coming, we still follow the first group.
What's talking to them? If the Eidim come afterwards, then we don't need the testimony of these Eidim anymore. So it could be that they were Neman to pass the Shtar, but once Eidim come, so then why should we trust them if we have independent verification?
No, the independent verification comes afterwards.
Afterwards, right.
Right.
So once we have that that kiyum, I don't know. I have to look into it. Does anyone know? What happens if the Eidim come afterwards? So then, do we say that the mafreya, the pesha asa, falls away? They don't have a pesha asa because they couldn't be quiet anymore. What does a Pesha Asa mean? That they're Neman, we trust them because they could have kept quiet and then the Shtar would have been a Chas Baal. They could have kept quiet. Interesting. Okay, you know what? Let's continue because I want to talk about what a Pesha Asa is about. And maybe based on that might actually answer this question. But I'm not sure. I have to look into it a little bit more. Okay, what is this idea of a Pesha Asa that Tosfos in Bava Kama is quoting, that he's talking about? So that's the Sugya in Ksubas. That the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eish HaSish Ha'is Yugrushani Ne'mena Sha'Pesha Asa Hu HaPesha Yitir. She says, I was an Eish HaSish at one point in time, and then I became a Grusha. So we don't know that she was an Eish HaSish B'chal. She could have been a Pnuya. So the Pesha Asa, she said that she's a Surah L'Chala Olam by saying she's an Eishes Ish. A Pesha Yitir, she's Nemenes to say that she's a Grusha and she's Muteres. Obviously she'll be a Surah to a Kohen, that Shavin Afshe Chatecha the Yisur, but she'll be Muteres to marry others. And similarly, the Mishnah says that if a woman says, Nishbeisi, Amr Nishbeisi Utarani, Nemenes HaPesha Asa HaPesha Yitir. Let's say she says she was taken captive. Now we know Stam, women who are taken captive, are in Nivalu, right? The captors are going to rape them, so they should be Asuros to Kohanim. So, but if she says, Utahorani, then she's Nemenis, because if she never told us that she's Nishbeis, then we would have assumed that she's not a zona asur l'kohen. So now that she says nishbeis, she's not meant to say that she was nishbeis yutarani. She wasn't nivala pesha asur peshiyitim. So to that the Gemara asks, minayin lapesha asur peshiyitim minat Torah. Shenemar esbiti nasati loish hazeh loish asra hazeh hitira. That a father is nemah to say that he was mekadesh his daughter loish hazeh. So the fact that he says esbiti nasati loish, that means I was mekadesh to someone, to some Jew, so now she's asura to everyone. But hazeh, once he now says hazeh that he was mekadesh her to this man, so he was mat to her to that man. At first she was asura to everyone, and now she becomes mekadesh to this guy. How can that work? Says Dr. Gemara, that's what Pesha Asa means. Pesha Asa Hua Pesha Yitir. He asked her L'chol HaOlam, now he's allowed to be mata her to this individual. So the Gemara asks, Lama L'kros Svarahu? I don't need a pasuk for this. It's a Svara. Hu Asra V'hu Sharila. If he asked her, so he should be able to be mata her. So the Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Pesha Asa is a Svara. Hu Asra V'hu Sharila. That pasuk is needed for something else. Okay, that's the Mokah, that Pesha Asa Hua Pesha Yitir. So comes Tosus and says that it's different than Migu. It's different than Migu. Even if Migu b'makom edim lo amrina, but Pesha Asa b'makom edim amrina. That's exactly what the Nesivis points out. He's medayik from Tosfos. Medayik from Tosfos in Bava Kama, not from the Tosfos of Rosh, because the Tosfos in Bava Kama says it. He says the magic words. That's the Nesivis that I asked you to see in Simen Kuf Mem Tes of Kotten Tes. Amrina b'chol inyan da Pesha Asa odif mi Migu. Pesha Asa is always better than Migu, says the Nesivis. The Yisod. This is an example of how Pesha Asa is stronger than Migu. That we'll say Pesha Asa with Makam Eidim, even though we don't say Migu with Makam Eidim. What kind of an idea is that? Why should Pesha Asa be different than Migu? Chor Pesha Asa is just a glorified Migu. See, normally Migu means that a person comes to Bezdin and he has a Taina Reya. He puts forward a bad Taina. But he has a good Taina in his portfolio. Hechzartiv b'Migu den Ensa. A shomer says that I returned the pikadum. So he's not nemen to say echzarte, but if he said nensu, if he's a shomer chinam, and he says nensu that accidentally they got damaged, he'd be potter. He's not chayef for onsin. And he's trusted to say nensu. So the halach of migu is that echzarte, but migu the nensu is going to be nemen. Even though independently, there's no special nemanus to the tain of echzarte, but the migu that he could have said nensu, he's going to be nemen to say echzarte too. That's a normal migu where he has two tainus, one that he says, one that he could have said. The one that he could have said is better. So he's Neman with the Taina Reb, b'migu that he could have said the greater Taina. Pesha Asa is not really like that, but it's very similar. Pesha Asa means that b'migu that I could have kept quiet. Migu dibay shasek. I could have kept quiet and said nothing. So believe me, I got myself into trouble by opening my mouth. So believe me to fix the situation. Right? Or believe me to damage the situation, whichever way you're going. Right? In the case of the woman, she's fixing the situation. She says, Eshesish Hayisi Baru Grushani. So by saying Eshesish Hayisi, she's saying that she's Asura. By saying Grushani, she says she's Muteris. By saying Nishbesi, she's saying that she's Asura Lakoin. By saying Taharani, she's saying that she's Muteris Lakoin. So there, the Pesha Asa is working to her benefit. That she could have been quiet, and then we would have thought she's Muteris, she's a Pnuya, she wasn't Nishbes. Now she gets herself into trouble, so she can get herself out of the trouble. And she can get herself out of trouble. Pesha Asa, who are Pesha Yitir? Pesha Asa by the Edim in the Mishnah in Ksuvas and Daf Yuches is working in the opposite direction. It's really HaPesha Yitir, who are Pesha Asa. Right? That the Edim are saying Ksav Yadena Huzeh. Without them saying Ksav Yadena Huzeh, we'd say the Shtar is a Chaspa B'Yalma. So if we don't have any independent verification of the Ksav Yad, they're now Neman to Aser, the Nema to Pasel the Shtar, to say the Psuli Edesayinu, Ktanamayinu, Anusamayinu, right? The Pesha Hiter, who are Pesha Asa. Migu Diboy Shasik, they could have kept quiet, so then we trust them in the statement that they make. So at first glance, what's the Nesiva saying? It's not the Nesiva's fault, it's Tosus and Bava Kama, Tosa Rashi and Sanhedrin. They're saying that Pesha Asa somehow is stronger than Migu. Love Migu. It's not a Migu. It's not a Migu. Really is a type of migu, but because it's a migu dibay shasik, it's any different. If you understand migu the way that we explained last time, migu is a bir, a non sadi. It's the truth. He must be telling the truth because if he were lying, he would have lied better, right? Same thing over here. Same svar applies over here. Just like that, a non sadi, that bir applies where a person has two different tainas that he can make. Same is true if he could keep quiet. If he were lying. Right? If he's lying, he would have just kept quiet. Why should he get himself into a situation where now he's forcing us to trust him. There's a simple way that we could trust him. He wants to say that the shtar is a bad shtar. So just don't verify the chasimus and we'll think the shtar is a bad shtar. He gets himself into trouble by saying, Ksav Yadayin was there. Must be the truth. It must be. He must have been apostle Aedis. He must have been a cotton. He must have been honest. Because if not, why should he speak? It's doch the zel bezach. It's the same as a regular migul. I know it's not exactly the same. It's not a case with two tainis. But the halacha really is the same. If it's a bira, so what should really be the difference? What should be the difference? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in his Kovet Shiurim in Ksubis, the beginning of the second parak, not on the Mishnah, but before that, so he suggests that maybe Pesha Asa could be understood in a different way. And a number of Achronim point out that the Machne Ephraim and Hilchas Yisur Rebiya preceded him with this Yisod. Rabbi Chanan wants to say that maybe the way that Pesha Asa works is not really Migul. It's not just a Migul Dibay Shasik. Of course it's a Migul Dibay Shasik, but it's Migul Dibay Shasik plus. It's more than just a Migul Dibay Shasik. And because it's more than just a migul dibay shasik, that's why it's more powerful than migul. What's a pesha asa? A pesha asa basically is another way of saying that when you're in control of a situation, then you call the shots. If we have no way of knowing the status of a person or the status of a shtar without you saying something, so then you're nema to fill in all the blanks. Without these eidim testifying that it's their ksav yad, so as far as we're concerned, the Rabban and the Shtar is possible. It's Mezuyif, because we have a Chashash, and maybe it's Mezuyif. Maybe it's forged. So we can't get the first base without these Eidim saying something. So because they are in control of the situation, they are in control of the Kashrus of the Shtar. They are the Bailim on the Kashrus of the Shtar. So they are Neman to destroy the Kashrus of the Shtar. The whole Kashrus of the Shtar is dependent on their Eidus. They have to say that the ekstanim or anusim upsulei edus, and the shtar is possible. A woman who comes to Bezner and says that she's an Eishes Ish, she is the source of her issa. Without her, we'd never say that she's asura lechulei alma. So now she's neman to say that she's a grusha. Right? Without her issa, without her statement, we would say she's mutaris. She gets herself into trouble, so she's in control of that issa. If she now says that she's a grusha, then she can be mevatel that issa. Nishbasi, without her saying Nishbasi, we'd assume she's a Pnuya, that she's Mutaris Lekulei Alma. She says Nishbasi, so now we assume she's a Surah Kohen, that she says to Harani, so she's in control. The key is, Pesha Asur is more than a Migul Dibay Shasik, because the person is a Bailin. A Bailin. If we don't have a Cheskas Isser without his statement, he's Neman Lahatir. If we don't have a Cheskas Heter, a Cheskas Hechsher without his statement, he's Neman Lesser. He's Neman Lifsol. That's the yisod of Pesha Asar. So that could explain why Pesha Asar can work even b'makom Eidim. The whole reason why Migul doesn't work b'makom Eidim is because Migul is not as strong a beer as Eidim. B'shnei Eidim Yochum Dover. Eidim is the strongest beer. Migul doesn't hold a candle to Eidim. We discussed last time, let's say you have Eidim on both sides and the Migul is coming to be Machria. Okay, that's different. Since Migul is a different kind of beer, maybe it could be Machria between two sets of Eidim. But Migul against Eidim, there's no question if it's one-on-one, head-to-head, right? If it's head-to-head, there's no question Eidim are going to beat out Migul. But that's because Migul is just a beer about. But if Pesha Asur is more than just a beer, it's that he's in control. So if he's in control, then maybe it beats out Eidim too. Because these Eidim, when they said Ksav Yadena Huzeh, they created the Eidus Bishtar. So if they created this Eidus Bishtar, then they're Neman to tell us what happened to this Eidus Bishtar. They created the fact that it's not a forged Eidus, right? It's not a forged, it is their chasima. They're Neman to say that. So once they said that, they created the reality that now this Eidus Bishtar is not forged, but they're Neman to say that the Eidus Bishtar is possible. It might not be forged, but it's not going to work anyway, since they're in control of the situation. Either there are Eidim against? No, without their statement, the Eidus Bishtar is just a chaspa ba'alma. That's what the Tosa Rosh said. Without the statement, the Eidus Bishtar is a chasma ve'alma. So who's in control of the Eidus Bishtar? These Eidim. If they're in control, then we let them fill in all of the blanks for us. If they later say that the psule Eidus are the Ketanim or the Anusim, then they'll be able to take away the Hechsher of the Shtar. Because it's not just the Migul, but rather that they're in control of the situation. So if they're in control of the situation, then they can tell us what the truth is. Then they can actually reverse what they said, right? They had said something is awesome, now they can say something is mutter. They had said before that it's kosher, and now they can say that it's posel. Questions?
So is that it's migu? It's a pesha also makom edim, or once you have that concept, now there's no makom edim anymore? Because the way Rabbi just explained, it sounds like it's getting rid of their edus. That it's a unique case because you can't have edim coming at the same time as this pesha also happening, because in order to have the pesha also, you need there to not be edim.
Right.
So.
Right. It's not like the Pesha Asr is going against Edom. The whole point is that the Edus itself is based on their testimony. The whole Hechsher of the Edom is based on their testimony. I mean, it's another way of saying it's not just the Miku B'makam Edom. The Pesha Asr itself is creating the Edus.
Right. It's not even like Pesha Asr B'makam Edom. It's just.
Right, you're saying this is like a misnomer. It's not really Pesha Asar Makom Edim. What you're basically saying is that since they have a Pesha Asar, they're Neman to define the Edus. They're Neman to define whether this Edus is an Edus that's kosher or an Edus that's possible. They have created the Edus. They've created the monster. So once they've created the monster, then they can clarify and they can define exactly what this monster looks like. If it's a monster that's kosher, it's one possibility. They say that it's possible, then it's possible. That's the phrase. You're right, it's somewhat of a misnomer. It's not really Pesha Asav Makom Edim. What you're basically saying is that Pesha Asav Makom Edim is not really Makom Edim because they were the ones who created the Edus in the first place. So the beer of Edim here is not independent of their Pesha Asav. By Migu Makom Edim, the beer of the Edim is independent of the Migu, so that's why we can say that Migu is not as strong as Edim. But here, the Pesha Asav itself created the Edus. That's why it's going to be Nama. There are several other areas where the Achronim point out that you see that Pesha Asr is stronger than Migul. And this is a very big sugya, but I'm just going to mention two different areas where you see this. First of all, let's say a person originally put forward some kind of a taina, and then he says something else later on, la'acha kedei dibur, and the question is, should he be neman la'acha kedei dibur b'migul, that he didn't have to say what he said in the first place. There's a time lapse over here, right? He made a statement, I'll give you an example in a second. He made a statement, and then he makes a statement, La'acha kedei dibur. So the question is, can we believe him in the statement, La'acha kedei dibur, b'migu, that he could have not made the statement initially? What's an example of this? Let's go back to that Mishnah in Ksubas on Daf Chav Beis. The woman says, Nishbeisi utaharani. Let's say she says Nishbeisi, and then she waits. She just says Nishbeisi in bed, and then she goes home. The next day, she comes back, you know, they say, she comes back and she says, you know, I want to marry this Kohen. They say, I'm sorry, you said Nishbeisi, you can't marry the Kohen. She said, but just once, what's the problem? They say, well, you know, it's not going to work, right? So she says, Taharani. They say, excuse me? She says, yeah, Nishbeisi Utaharani. So now the question is, can we trust her in the fact that she says Taharani, but maybe that she could have kept quiet and she didn't have to say Nishbeisi yesterday? Not today, she said Nishbeisi already. It's now a cheskas psula kohuna. But because she could have kept quiet yesterday, so maybe we should trust her today in the statement of Taharani. That's the shaila. Right? Do we say Pesha Asar la'acha kedei dibur? Or some say, do we say Pesha Asar l'mafreya? L'mafreya. What do I mean by that? So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether we say migu l'mafreya. Tosis in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed, has a long, long Tosis. But Tosis in Ksubas also mentions this comment. It's this idea of Migul and my friend. He has a little bit of a simpler case. So I'll just give you Tosis in Ksubas on Daf Pehei. Tosis has the following halacha. He brings a number of rais that Migul and my friend lo arminam. So he says, the Gemara in Shvuas on Daf Lamed Ches says, what happens if Reuven says to Shimon, Monali biyadcha? You have $100. You owe me $100. V'amalo hein, and Shimon says, you're right. Yes. L'mochar amalo nisativ lach. Then he comes in his tovea the next day. He says, okay, you told me yesterday that you agree that you owe me $100. Give them to me. And Shimon says, no, I gave them to you already. So potter. The halacha is that he's potter. And the Gemara there asks, according to the Manda Amar Hamava Chaver Be'edim Sarach Lofar Be'edim, according to the Manda Amar, who says that if you lend someone Be'edim, then he has to pay you back be'edim. The fact that you lend him be'edim, that indicates, that implies that you don't trust him to pay you back shalo be'edim. So how over here can the lova be neman to say, nisatev lach? He wasn't porea in front of Edom. I mean, clearly he wasn't Pareh in front of Edom. If he was Pareh in front of Edom, then the Edom would say that he paid back. So how can he say Nisatid Lach? Right? If Yol Mavas Chavir Be'edim Tzarlof Arba Edim V'Hahacha Kevin Natavi Be'edim Kamanda Otsvi Be'edim Dami. Here, it's not a case where he actually was Malveh him Be'edim, but he was Toveh him B'fnei Edim. We're assuming that he was Toveh B'fnei Edim, because if he wasn't Toveh in front of Edim, so then what's the shayla? The guy says Nisatid Lach, so he should be Nema B'migo that he could have said the whole thing didn't happen. Lahadam. So obviously the Tzviya must have been in front of Edim. Manuli biyadcha in front of Edim. So he says, and he says, hey, he admits in front of Edim, and he taka ozim. L'machar, he says, nesatev lach. So for the Gemara, if you hold him, avas chavir be'edim, tzarech lefarah be'edim, hocha kevin the tavi be'edim, command the osir be'edim. Because the tviya was in front of Edim, it's as if he lent him the money be'edim. So, uktani potter. And the Gemara says that he's potter. If he says nesatev lach, then he's going to be potter. How can he be potter? Mavas chavir be'edim, tzarech lefarah be'edim. So don't you see from this that Hamavas Chaver Be'edim ain't Sarch Lefar Be'edim? That's what the Gemara in Shavuos wants to prove. Well, my kushya for Ektosis, what's the kasha of the Gemara? You can't bring a raya from this that Hamavas Chaver Be'edim Sarch Lefar Be'edim. Here he has a migu. Shani Hocha de Mehemah B'migu di Boy Amar Esmol Lahada Lahayu Dvarim Me'olam. He could have said yesterday, nothing happened. I never borrowed any money from you. He's Tovem in front of Edom, but the Edom don't know what the emes is, so he could have said, nothing happened. You're lying. Reuven says, you owe me $100. Shimon could have said, I don't owe you anything. So because yesterday he could have said that nothing happened, so maybe that's why he's nema to say Nesatev Lach today. Nesatev Lach today, b'migu that lifne kedei dibur, l'mafreya, the previous day, he could have said Lahadah. Obviously, we don't say Migla Mafreya. Once he makes a statement that puts himself in a bind, that puts himself in a certain situation, positions himself in a certain way, then he's not Nema Migla that he could have made a different initial statement. We don't say Migla Mafreya. So comes the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis on Av Chav Gimel and quotes from the Sefer Hashlama, was a suffix, whether we'll say Pesha Osa Lamafreya. In that case that I gave you before, she says Nishbeisi one day, she says Nishbeisi on Monday. Bezdin is closed on Sunday. They're open on Monday. Right? So the first day of the week, the Bezdin is open, she says Nishbeisi. Then she comes Tuesday, wants to marry a Kohen. They say, you can't. She says, Tahorani. So the question is, do we trust her in saying Tahorani b'migu that she could have kept quiet the previous day? On Monday, she could have kept quiet and said, not Nishbeisi, Pnuyani, I'm Muteris l'Kohen. So the Sefer Hashlam is a suffix whether we can say Pesha Asa L'mafreya or not. Is it the same as Migla L'mafreya? Or is this somehow different? So what's the Shaila? Rebbe Chanan and the Machaneh Ephraim both want to say, this is the case that they're going on. They both want to say that maybe Pesha Asa L'mafreya is different. Because if the whole idea of Pesha Asa is that the person is in control of the situation, it's not just a Migla Dibay Shasi. The person is in control of the situation. He's a Bailin. Pesha Asa is Neman Midin Bailin. So then it breaks the rules. Meaning, once you're the one who got yourself into the problem, right, you could have kept quiet. It's not like the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, if Reuven is Toveya Shimon in front of Edim, he can't keep quiet. He has to answer the Taina. Right? He either can say that you're lying, nothing ever happened, right? Or he can say, I paid you, whatever. There has to be some kind of response to the Tviya. Since there's a tviya, there has to be a response to the tviya. That's not a pesha asa. Here, there's no tviya. She comes to Bezin and she says nishbeisi. No one asked her to say nishbeisi. She could have kept quiet. The lova over there can't keep quiet. He has to respond. But here she could keep quiet. So this is a pesha asa. So if she has a pesha asa, she's a bailam on the situation. She's a bailam on her psula kahuna. So maybe she should taka bineman, even lemafreya to say taharani. Because pesha asa might be stronger than amigo, might be midin bailam. So maybe Pesha Asa could be Neman L'mafreya, even though Migu is not Neman L'mafreya. Okay, this is another place where we find that Pesha Asa might be stronger. But as you see from the Shita Mekubetzes, the Sefer Hashlam is not even sure that it's true. It could be that Pesha Asa is just like Migu. It's a Migu Dibay Shasek. It's not the same as Migu as we describe, but it runs based on the same mechanism, so that's why if you don't say Migu L'mafreya, then you won't say Pesha Asa L'mafreya either. And finally, Pesha Asar L'hotzi. Right, we know that Migu Lahotzi Lo Amina. You say Pesha Asa Lahotzi. So, for those who've learned about Metzia, This comes up in the very beginning of the Masechta, right? The Mishnah above Metzia says, Shnayim Ochzim Talis, two people are holding on to a talis, each one says, Kula Shali, so then they split the talis down the middle. The Mishnah says, let's say one of them says that Chetzi Shali, and the other one says Kula Shali. If both of them say Kula Shali, so then we give them half. We give each one of them half. What happens if one of them says Kula Shali, but the other one says only Chetzi Shali? So you might say, well, why not give them both half? This one says Kula Shali, the other one says Chetzi Shali. No, because if one says Kula Shali and the other one says Chetzi Shali, then the whole Diyun is only on half. Because the half that they're not arguing about, the one who says Chetzi Shali is Moda, so to speak, that half of it belongs to the other guy. So that half is not part of the Din Torah. So the whole Din Torah is only on the Chatzi. So we split it. We split a quarter to this one, a quarter to that one. So one guy gets three quarters and the other one gets a quarter. Frag Taisvis, Bavus to Taisvis. Taisvis says, what are you talking about? The one who says Chetzi Shali only gets Revia? He only gets a quarter? Believe him in his time of Chetzi Shali. Bamigo that he could have said Kula Shali. Believe him in Chetzi Shali. That he could have said Kula Shali. Says after Ivan, that's a Migla Hotzi. Migla Hotzi lo Amrino. It's a Migla Hotzi because once the person is holding on to the talis, once the person is holding on to the talis, so we treat it as though they're muchzak in the talis. This is a whole discussion unto itself. We treat it as though each one is muchzak in the talis. So you want to be motzi from the muchzak with a migul. If each one says Kula Shali, so then each one is muchzak in the whole talis. But once only one of them said Kula Shali, so in the Chatzi that the other one is, so to speak, admitting to, the one who says Kula Shali is Mochzak in that Chatzi. So you want to take out Revia from that person who's a Mochzak, that's a Migul HaHotzi. You can't say Migul HaHotzi. So Tosis then asks in the Gemara in Bava Basra, it sounds like from the Gemara in Bava Basra, you can't say a Migul HaHotzi. What Gemara in Bava Basra? We're going through Shas here today. A little off the daf. Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Beis. Gemara says, "Ha'ud Amal Lachavi My Boys by Ara Amalei Minav Zavinta VeHeshtara." Reuven criticizes Shimon. He tines against Shimon that he's squatting on his land. So Shimon says, "What do you mean squatting? I bought it from you. Here's the shtar. Amalei shtar zayfum." So the Marakama, the one who was the original owner, we know he was the original owner at some point, but this person has been sitting on the land. The Marakama says that's a shtar zayfa. You can't prove that this is your property, because that's a forged shtar. So says the Gemara, Gochin lochish lei l'rabba in shtar zayfa who miu shtar ma'al yahavali ve'irkus. V'amina inkad haibidoi kaldehu. This person bent down and he whispered to Rabbi in the ear, it's taka true, it is a shtar zayfa, but I have a shtar ma'alya. So Omer Rabbi, malo l'shaker. Guy has a migu, trust him in the migu. The migu that he could have kept quiet and said that it's really a shtar ma'alya, trust him. Trust him that the field belongs to him because he could have kept quiet and said it's a shtar ma'alya, even though he admits it's a shtar zayfa, but he could have kept quiet. Amalei Rav Yosef, Amai Samchas Haishtara, Haishtara Chas Bavamo, Rav Yosef responded, what are you talking about? The only evidence that you have that this field belongs to this individual is that he has a shtar, because the other guy's a Marakama, the other guy's the original owner. The only evidence you have is that he has a shtar, and he admits it's a shtar zayfa, so the whole thing just is parach ba'avid, the whole thing falls away. Rabbi wants to say the guy is a migu, that he could be quiet, and then we think it's a shtar ma'alya. Trust him that he really bought the field. Trust him that he has a shtar ma'alya. Comes Rav Yosef and says, no, you can't rely on the shtar because it's a chasva ba'alma. What's Rav Yosef saying that it's only a chasva ba'alma? Well, what's his point? But there is a migul. So why shouldn't he be never a migul? That's Tosis kasha there. Lehem de b'migul. The migul di ba'yom a shtar ma'alya hu. Tiritz rivam. L'amrina migul ahotzi maman. The same rivam. There's elba rivam that you have above mitzia. Rivam says, you can't trust him, Amigo. Rav Yosef's taina, when he says, he's saying that, how can you rely on Amigo? It's Dach Amigo Lahotzi. You can't rely on Amigo. So the problem is, what's Rabbah responding? And we paskin like Rabbah. What's Rabbah responding over here? How can you rely on the migul? So that's what Tosin Bav Metzia adds. I don't know if the Gemara Bav Metzia, but basically what Tosin Bav Metzia says is that this is a migul de iboi shasik. Shiny hasam da filo avashasik la hoya modesh mezuyef hayanema ki achasima nikeres la omdim sham. The guy could have gotten away with it. No one recognized that this was a forgery. It was a very good forgery. So he would have gotten away with it. He really could have kept quiet, and no one would have known. So Rabba holds this kind of amigo is stronger. Since this is amigo di bai shasik, you can say amigo di bai shasik even lahotzi. What's the difference? What is he saying? It's still amigo, so what's the difference? The answer is the same point. This is not amigo, it's really a pesha asa. Since the chasima was talking to keres to the bystanders, they thought that it wasn't a forgery. So then if he were quiet, he'd carry the day. So who's the bailim in this situation? This individual who admitted that it's a shtar zayfa. That's not just the migul lahotzi. Migul lahotzi, the case in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia on Daf Beis, is where his taina is chatzi shali, so we want to believe him, b'migul, that he could have said kula shali. That's a migul lahotzi. But this, according to Rabbah, this is not a migul lahotzi. This is a pesha asa lahotzi, meaning it's a migul divay shasik. He could have kept quiet. And we would have trusted him. He would have been in control of the situation. If he would have been in control of the situation, that can work lahotzi too. Because if he's in control of the situation, then that's not just a migul. The reason why we don't say migul lahotzi, that's because to be motzi maman, you need edim to be motzi maman. But if a person is a bailim, if he's in control of the situation, then he's in control of the maman. It's like he's a. It's almost like it's not lahotzi. It's not considered as if it's lahotzi. Right, this is similar to what you said about migul b'makom eidim. It's not considered a migul lahotzi if it's a pesha asa because it's not really lahotzi. It's really lahachzik because he's a bailim over this money. The fact that he could have kept quiet and not said that it's a shtar zayfa, so he's a bailim over this shtar. He's a bailim over the sala basically because he has a shtar in hand. So if he's a bailim, then he's nemo now to say that taka is a shtar zayfa, but I have a shtar malia because he's in control of the situation. Okay, so these are three circumstances where we find the Pesha Asa might be stronger than Migul. First of all, the case of Pesha Asa Makom Eidim, that's the Nesivis' Diuk from Tosin Bava Kama and Atos Rush. Secondly, the idea of Pesha Asa L'Mafreya, that maybe even if Migul L'Mafreya lo Aminu, Pesha Asa L'Mafreya Aminan. And finally, that Pesha Asa might be Neman Lahotzi, because if a person is a Bailin, if it's not just a Migul Dibai Shazik, but he's actually a Bailin, so then he's not really being Motzi, he's really being Machzik, because he's really a Bailin over this. Okay? And all of this emerges from the Tosa Rosh and the Tosa Bava Kama talking about our sugi of Eitzam. Okay? So far, so good. Questions? Okay. Let's go weiter just a little bit. Let's go back to the sugi. What do we have over here? Machlokas Zabai and Rava, whether Eitzam is Nisal Mafreya or only Mikanu Lahaba. And Rava had two different ways of understanding his sheep. Either Eitzam and Chidush Uveilech Habor or Mishas Chidush Uveilech. My Chaz is the Tzayis Lahani Tzayis Lahani. Why trust these Eidim? Why trust the Mezimim? Let's trust the Zomim. So if it's a Chidush, Eilech Habor or Mishas Chidush Uveilech. Or, Rava doesn't say that Eitzam and Chidush. Rava agrees to Abai that Eitzamim is not a Chidush. Because if Seder de Lekuchis, Chazal delayed the Psul. Really, Rav agrees to abide that it's not a chiddush, so the Eidim Zomim should be Nisal and Afreya. But because of Seder the Lekuchos, we're afraid of shtoris that are going to be signed between the Haggadah and the Shas Hazoma. So Chazal said that the Psul Eidus of the Eid Zomim is only Mikan Lahaba after the time of the Hazom. So the Gemara tries to give a nafkemina. What's the Ika Benayu between these two approaches of Rav? Basically, the Yisod of the Ika Benayu is that in a case where it's not a chiddush, so according to the Lishna Kam in Rava, it'll be pasul l'mafreya if it's not a chiddush. According to the Lishna Basri, even though it's not a chiddush, he's only pasul mikana l'haba because of pseida de l'kuchas. So what are these two cases? Ika benayu da'asidu be'trei b'chad u'trei b'chad. Our girsa in the Bach is that trei b'chad u'trei b'chad. That there are two edim testifying about each of the edim in the first kat. the Edom Zomim. Two Edom are being Mazim one, and two Edom are being Mazim one. Two Edom say that this aid was with us, and the other two Edom say that the other aid was with us. So in that situation, that's not a Chiddush, says the Gemara. It's not a Chiddush, it's two against one. So because it's not a Trey or Trey, it's not a Chiddush, so according to the Lishna Kama, he'd be Pasul of Afrei. Similarly, Nami the Pasulina Begazlanusa. Let's say the Edom, the second Kat of Edom are Pasulina Begazlanus. So there, even Rava would admit that's not a Chiddush. If they say Imanu Hayisen, that's a Chiddush. My chaz the size lani, size lahani. But if they say Yog Gazlonim, that's not a Chiddush because the first Edom can't respond. That's an Edus on Guf on Shaledim. So the second Kat is going to be Nema. That's not a Chiddush. So then, of course, the Psul is going to be Lamafreya. So Tosis is troubled with this first Tikka Benai. Ikka Benai of Dasidu Bei Trei Bechad Bei Trei Bechad. Koshel the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosa says, I don't understand. What does trebechad or trebechad mean? You want to say, oh, it's two against one, so it's not a chiddush anymore. But think about it. What's happening here? Two are saying, okay, let's say Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin and they testify that a certain maisa took place, that Ploni killed Ploni. And now two other Edom are saying that Reuven was with us on that day, and a third group is saying that Shimon was with us. So Reuven and Shimon are saying that we were together and saw the mice. So if Reuven and Shimon are saying we were together and saw the mice, so then they are contradicting the other four Edom. It doesn't matter that it's two against one, two against one. It's really four against two. So Trei Kameya. Since two Edom are as good as 100 Edom, why does it matter that it's two focusing on this one and two focusing on that one? The reality is that the two Edom are saying we saw the mice together. So if they're saying we saw the Maaseh together, even though there are two Edom saying Reuven was with us in this shear, and Shimon was with us in that shear, there are a lot of shiurim to go to. So, okay, so the two Edom are saying they weren't at the Maaseh, but the fact is the purported Edom Zomim are testifying we were at the Maaseh together. So they are contradicting the four Edom who are saying that they weren't at the Maaseh for different reasons. Because one was there and the other one was there. But the fact is it's still Trei Kameya, so why do we say that this is less of a Chiddush? It's kasha number one. The Ode, the Maikar, the Pasolina, the Gazlanusa, Halo Havi Me'en Plugtayu Klau, the Pligi Ba'azam. Lo Shayach Ike Benayu, Ela Me'en Plugtayu. The stomach of the Ike Benayu is going to relate to Hazama. Why is Gemara saying Nami the Pasolina, the Gazlanusa? That's nothing to do with the Hazama. It's a strange Ike Benayu. Sharfa kasha. For Odin, the third final question that the Rabbeinu Tam is, the Edom Zomim, Miboy Leila El, Lememer, came in the Amr, Trebechad, Trebechad. The Amay Nokad, Eid Zomim. Abai and Rava argue about what? Eid Zomim, is he Nifsal Mafreya, or only Mikan Lahaba? That's a mutna statement. Why does the Gemara say Eid Zomim? It should say Edom Zomim. Edom Zomim. Are they Nifsal Mafreya, or only Mikan Lahaba? Rabbeinu Tam has three kashas on this Gemara. First of all, what does it mean, Ika Benayu? Trei bechad doesn't solve the problem of chiddush. It still is a chiddush. Aye, but it's two against one. It's not two against one. Look at the whole thing together. It's really four against two. Because the two Edom Zomim are saying that we saw the mice. That we were together. Secondly, what is the Ika Benai? What is the Inami, the Paslin, the Gazlanusa mean? Okay, it's not a chiddush then, but that has nothing to do with our case. We're talking about Hazama. We're not talking about Paslin, the Gazlanusa. And thirdly, Why is the Lashon of the Gemara Eid Zomim? We're talking about an Eid Zomim becoming possible. It really should be Edom Zomim. Certainly, if the Ika Benayu is Asidu Be Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad, you got Chad and Chad. It's two Edom Zomim. What idea is this? That Eid Zomim Nifsal Amachreir Olim Mekan Alahava. B'nira L'Rabbeinu Tam. The Garsina Asidu Trei Bechad V'Sulo Shlohuzam Ki Im Ha'Echad. Tam says a different pshat in the Gemara. A fascinating pshat. That Asidu Bei Trei Bechad, it's not Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad, it's only one. Trei Bechad, that's it. Trei Bechad. The Sulo, that's the problem in the gear. So we have an argument that Asidu Bei Trei Bechad. But the Bach is Trei Bechad. Excuse me. Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad. The Bach is an extra Trei Bechad. And that was the problem that created the problem of Trei Kameya. So Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, leave out that last Trei Bechad. It's that two Edom are coming to say, Imanu Hayisen, not imanu, imo, imanu hoya. Right, this one individual was with us. They're mazim, one of the edim. Vesulo, shalo huzam ki imo ha'echad. V'hashta nicha. Now everything is fine. Everything is glad v'chalak. All three questions are answered. V'lahochi noked le'el eit zomim loshen yochid. That's why it says eight zomim, because only one of them is huzam. V'nicha nami hoda mahani trei ha'mezim tfei mehahu chad. V'lav chidisham. Now we understand why the Edim HaMezimim are odif from the Chad, because it's two against one. It's tak only two against one. That's why it's not a Chiddush. That's why it's not a Chiddush, because it's only two against one. It says, Tosis, V'garsinan upasle begazlanusa. What's upasle begazlanusa? Perish the echad niso begazlanusa, v'hasheni huzam, v'hashta havim me'em plugtayu k'tzas. The third, okay, so let's go through the three kashas. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? So it gets a little complicated in the last line. Rabbeinu Tam says that the case is the asidu be'trei b'chad. And that's all. Not trei b'chad, trei b'chad. There are two edim ha'mezimim saying imanu hoya, being mazim one of the edim. So that automatically answers the third kasha, right? That the lashon machlokas abayin rav is whether eight zomim is nifsal mafer l'kan l'hava. Great, well, we're talking about one eight zomim, so that's good. How about the first kasha, that it still is a chiddush? It's trei kimeya. So Tosfos says, no, it's not a, it's not a chiddush, because it's only trei b'chad. What do you mean it's only trei b'chad? You still have the other aid who's misayeya, who's helping the aid zomim. Both aidim are testifying that we were there at the maisa. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? So that's the hemshech. The hemshech of the Rabbeinu Tam is that he's saying, Upasle begazlanusa. Upasle begazlanusa. Rabbeinu Tam is saying there's some kind of a hemshech to the Gemara. The Marshal explains what the Rabbeinu Tam means is like this, that we're not goris inami de paslanu begazlanusa. It's one ikabinayu. That's how the Chachma Shlomo learns. Chachma Shlomo learns that the Rabbeinu Tam felt that it's one case, meaning asidu beitrei b'chad, upasle begazlanusa. There's a hazam on one of the eidim, and the second eid is nifsal begazlanus. So because the second eid is nifsal begazlanus, he can't be mesayeya to the first eid anymore. We were saying that, no, it's really trei kimeya, it's like four against two. Zokter Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's not four against two. Because the second eid can't, well, it's not four against two anyway, but I'm saying it's not even two against two, right? It's not two against two because the second eid can't be mesayeya to the first day, because he's nifsal begazlanus. So you ask that paslin begazlanus has nothing to do with the case? No, it's not an independent ikabinayu. It's a taka, it's a case of hazama, that the first day was taka huzan, but paslin begazlanus is part of the same case according to the marshal. Paslin begazlanus means the second aid was nifsal begazlanus, and now he no longer can help the first aid who was huzan. So we can't help the first day that's huzam, then it's talking about a chiddush that the first day can be huzam, because it's only two against one. So that answers all of the kashas. Because it's only one aid that's huzam, so we understand the lashon aid zomim. Why does it say pasle begazlanusa? That has nothing to do with our case. No, it does, because we're talking about a situation where one aid is huzam and the other is nifsa begazlanus. And why is it not a chiddush? Two against one, but the two eidim are helping each other? No, Zok the Marshal, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the two eidim can help each other, because once the second one is nifsal begazlanus, then he's out of the picture. So taka is a two against one, and that's why it's not going to be a chiddush. And according to the Lishna Kama of Rava, he'll be nifsal l'mafre. Okay, that's how the Marshal understood Rabbeinu Tam. The Marshal offers a different approach. The Marshal says Rabbeinu Tam really held that there are two cases. Why does the Marshal have to say this? The Marshal is probably troubled because our Gemara does say inami de paslenu begazlanusa. The Marshal is sensitive to the lashon of the Gemara. I mean, you can't just amend the text if it doesn't work out. You have to figure out a way of explaining the text. So comes the Marshal and says, no, that's not our Gersa. Our Gersa is not inami de paslenu begazlanusa. It's one case. Comes the Marshal and says, you don't have to make it one case. Even if it's not one case, it's fine. How's it fine? I thought you said that if it's not upasle begazlanusa, so then the two edim are helping each other. Even if you tell me that asidu betrei bechad It's not trebechad u trebechad. It's two edim against one of the initial edim. So it's eid zomim, only a single eid zomim. But so what? His friend should still be able to help him. The two edim, they're both saying, we were at the Maisa. So how can you tell me it's trey bechad? No, it's a trey u trey. How can you say if I see the bay trey bechad? It's not a chiddush, it's two against one. It's not two against one, it's two against two. So Oktamar Shah, what? What's the case? The case is that maybe they're seeing from different windows. Maybe the two edim didn't see each other. The halacha is that Eidus Miuchedes works by Dinei Mamanis, that if Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, they can be Mitzaref. They don't have to be Mitzaref themselves before they come to Beis Din. Each one comes to Beis Din separately. They don't know to be Mitzaref together because they don't know, they didn't see each other. They didn't even see each other. They're looking out of two different windows, they didn't see each other. But each one comes to Beis Din. Beis Din says, oh, Reuben came one day and Shimon comes another day. They say, we can be Mitzar if you. Even if Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Ushneim Einam Roim Zez, by Dini Nefoshes, that's possible. By Dini Mamonis, that's kosher. That's the Gemara in Makkos and Avavah Mebeis. So if Roa Nosa Mechalan Zev, if Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, that's kosher by Dini Mamonis, so that could be the case that we're talking about. Kegon Tassidu Betrei Bechad, right? Two Edom come and they say, Imanu Hoya, this one was with us, they're Mazin one guy, but the second aid's not going to help. Even if they weren't, even if he wasn't Nifso Begazlanis, he still can't be Messiah. If we're talking about a situation where Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, they can't say, we know we were together at the Maisa. They can't be Messiah each other because they don't even know that the other one was at the Maisa. So Zok the Marsha, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. The Taka, he changes the girsa, or he had a different girsa. It's not kagon da asidu be trei bechad or trei bechad, but rather it's kagon da asidu be trei bechad. Besul omidi, that's it. One aid became an aid zomen, but there are two different cases. It's kagon da asidu be trei bechad. One aid became an aid zomen, and it's echad roa mechalan zev, echad roa mechalan zev, where the second aid can't be messiah the first aid. And the second case is upasle begaz kigon de paslita begaz lanusa. What does that mean? I but the Rabbeinu Tam asked, but that's not a hazoman afkamina. No, the inami is taka the marshal's pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, the marshal says you don't have to take out inami from the gemar. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, Rabbeinu Tam's shita according to the marshal is that it's all one case. Says the marshal, it's not all one case. There are two cases. The first case is where Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, Echad Roa Mechalan Zev, and that's where the second aid can't be Messiah. The second case is where they saw together. They were there together. So now they should be able to be Messiah each other. But we must be talking about a situation where Pasle Begaz Lanusa. So Pasle Begaz Lanusa is another case where the second one is not going to be able to be Messiah, and that's why it's just one aid Zomim who's Nifsal. But that's not going to be a Chiddush. So according to Lishna Kama of Rava, he'll be Nifsal Mafreya. Okay, this is how the Rabbeinu Tam is learnt up according to the Marshal and according to the Marshal. Okay, questions? Okay. Tomorrow we're going to have to look into Rabbeinu Tam a little bit more. We're going to have to figure out what's the Rabbeinu Tam saying. He seems to be assuming that one aid can become an aid zomim. That there's no halacha that you need dafka two aidim in order to make aidim zomim. Is that really true? Look at some of the Mishnayos that I yesterday see. Some of the Mishnayos from Makkos, the Gemara, the Tosefta, and Sanhedrin. Is that really true? Maybe the Chiddush HaTorah of Edom Zomim only applies if there are Shnayim Edom. Rabbi Natan clearly assumes that even one Eid can become an Eid Zomim. So look at some of the Makoros, and we'll talk about the Svara. It could be the Rabbi Natan is not really disagreeing. Maybe he would admit that you need Shnayim Edom to become Edom Zomim. It's Dafka in this case. For a very specific reason that he says that even a single aid can become an aid zone. Okay, we'll stop here. Do you have a question you want to add?
No, I was just going to say that we learned that Tosos and Baba Kama was assuming, the way we were explaining that you need the...
Right, Tosos and Baba Kama learned like whom?
Like not like the Rambam, but that you... When Tosos is explaining Rava...
You're talking about a different Tosos. I thought you meant Tosos and Dafai and Gimel learns the Rabbeinu Tam like the Marsha. Right? Tosin Bava Kama learns that Tosin Bava Kama Daf Ayin Gimel says that we're talking about Kigon Shiroi Echad Mechalan Zeh Ve'Echad Mechalan Zeh.
You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying another Tosin where he said that we saw from Tosin that it seems like the you need the punishment of kasher zum to come with the psul. So I was just going to say though that maybe that's only because there was a chiddush. I mean, here maybe we're not even dealing with he's really going to become an eid zomim. I mean, it doesn't really work with the lashon of Gemara, but it seems like maybe he's not becoming an eid zomim at all. It's just that we
it's just a psul eidus, and it's not a din of
zomim at all because there's no chiddush anymore. So we're just making psul, but it's not really.
Right, so that would assume like the Rambam that you can split between the onish of kasher zomim and the
no because there's no
oh there is no onish of kasher zomim bechlal because there aren't shnei edim so he could become pasul edim right but okay so we'll have to see tomorrow maybe the chiddush haTorah of the psul again Rava assumes that eid zomim chiddushu so he's assuming that even the psul edus is a chiddush. So right. that chiddush of psul eidus is that only by shnei edim or is
but
that even by shnei edim too?
The but the whole point is we're not dealing with the chiddush anymore because we've gotten rid of the chiddush, and so
exactly. Okay, that's where we're going. So you basically cut to the chase. Okay, look at some of the makaras, and then we'll try to pedal back, and we'll explain this all tomorrow. Very good.